起来祷告，求主带领我们下午的聚会。
Let's all pray and ask the Lord to guide our afternoon service.
一起祷告。我们继续来学习道理，互相勉励。
And so we'll continue to study the words to encourage mutually.
我们今天早上谈到主耶稣借着使徒约翰写信给当时的七个教会。
So this morning we mentioned that God through John wrote the letters to the seven churches in Revelation.
第一个教会就是以弗所教会。
And the first church is Ephesus.
保罗最后一次要离开小亚细亚的时候。
And the last time when Paul departed from Asia.
曾经把以弗所的一些长老都把他们找来。
And he found, he gathered all the elders to him.
然后交代他们说要忠心来牧养神的教会。
And instructed them that they have to be faithful to shepherd the church of God.
他说他离开了以后有凶暴的豺狼会来。
And he said after he leaves, there will be ravenous wolf to come.
他们当中也有人会起来说悖谬的话。
And there were some who speak evil things.
后来保罗说他离开了以后他可能没有机会再回来。
And he said, after Paul said this, he says, after I say this, I will have no opportunity to come back.
所以他对当时的教会非常的关心。
And he was especially concerned with the church.
要他们能够持守道理，不要迷失了。
And he hopes that they can keep the word and not be lost.
他说我们今天早上谈到说这个以弗所教会他们能够分辨有一些假使徒。
And this morning we mentioned that the Ephesus church is able to discern between false prophets.
传了一些错误的道理。
And they proclaimed the wrong message.
所以他们能够把他们分别出来。
And they were able to discern this.
这个教会一个软弱就是失掉了起初的爱心。
But one of their weaknesses is that they have left their first love.
所以神叫他们要恢复本来所行的要恢复起初的信心
and so,
起初的爱心
so the God wanted them to revive their original faith and love
如果不悔改不恢复爱心的话说这个教会会像一个灯台慢慢的失掉它的光芒最后就消失掉了
and if they do not revive it the church will be like a lamp will lose its light
所以我们知道说这个爱心很重要
So we know that love is important.
信心很重要。
And faith is also important.
还有这个道理的坚守。
And also keeping the word.
我们来看二章第八节。
Chapter 2, verse 8.
这是写给第二个教会叫做士美拿。
And this is written to the second church, Smyrna.
我们看启示录二章第八节。
Let's look at Revelation chapter 2, verse 8.
说你要写信给士美拿教会的使者说，那个首先的、末后的、属过又活的说，第九节。
Verse 9.
我知道你的患难，你的贫穷，你却是富足的。也知道那著称是犹太人所说的诽谤话，其实他们不是犹太人，乃是撒旦一伙的人。第十节
，verse ten，
你将要受的苦，你不用怕，魔鬼要把你们中间几个人下在监里，叫你们被试炼，你们必受患难十日，你务要自守忠心啊。我就要赐给你们那生命的冠冕。十一节
，verse 11。
圣灵像众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。得胜的必不受第二次死的害。这个第二间教会叫做士美拿。
And the second church is called Smyrna.
士美拿是在这个小亚细亚，就是土耳其西边的一个。港口
and so Smyrna was in the west coast of Asia, a
port. 靠海边的一个古城
and it's an ancient city by the sea.
在罗马帝国的时代跟以弗所都是相当有名的城市
and so during the times of the Roman government, they are very similar cities.
这边的教会建设得很早
and this church was built established very early.
但是在罗马帝国的时代为 所道里被屠杀殉道的基督徒不少。
And so during the times of the Roman government, this church was persecuted severely under the Roman rule.
那时候我们看到说，这个教会在当时是在逼迫当中，而且是在受苦受患难当中的教会。
So we can see that this church existed in a time during great persecution.
啊，主耶稣借着约翰写信给他们一些鼓励，给他们安慰。
And so the Lord Jesus asked John to write a letter to them to comfort them.
主耶稣说他是那个首先的，也是末后的。
And first Jesus introduced that he is the first and the last.
也就是说，他就是一个永远存在不改变的神。
And that is to say that he is an everlasting God that never changes.
所以耶稣不只是2000年前来到世界才有。
And not only did Lord Jesus appear 2,000 years ago.
他没有生的开始，没有死亡的结束。
He does not have a beginning or an end.
他是永远存在的神。
And he is everlasting God.
无生之始，无命之终。
And he has no death and never always
life. 所以过去、现在、未来，永远不改变的神。
So whether before, now, or in the future, God would never change.
说他虽然曾经死过，但是又活了。
So even though he died, but he came to life again.
虽然他曾经担当我们的罪，被钉在十字架上。
So once he crucified on the cross for our sins.
但他是生命的主啊，可以把生命舍弃，但是生命可以重新取回来。
And because he is the Lord of life, he is able to take away his life and also take it back.
所以他也曾经叫死掉的人活过来。
And that's why once he is able to arise the dead,
他说我就是生命，我就是复活。
And he says, I am the life, I am the resurrection.
他是人类的救赎主他是真神。
He is the savior of mankind, he is the true God.
他是那个永远可称颂的真神。
And he is the God that is always worthy of praise.
所以他可以做我们永恒的依靠。
And he can always be our reliance.
他可以拯救我们到底。
And always save us till the end.
他对士美拿教会说，我知道你的患难，你的贫穷。
And he says to Smyrna Church, I know your afflictions and your poverty.
所以我们人在地面上生活，其实神都在看。
So when we live in this earth, God is watching over us.
我们的生活状况遇到什么样的困难？
And whenever difficulties we face in our lives,
我们所行的事，我们内心的心思意念，神没有一件不知道的。
And anything in our minds or hearts, there's nothing that God does not know.
所以这个士美拿教会虽然在逼迫患难当中，
So even though the Smyrna church was under great persecution,
他们虽然为着信主所道理很多家业都失掉了。
And they have lost many of their possessions because they keep the words of God.
所以他们在物质上很贫穷。
So materially they're very poor.
但是神主耶稣说，你们却是富足的。
But Jesus says, yet you are rich.
所以让我们知道说这个贫穷跟富足不是用物质上的条件这样来做判断。
So for us, we know that we cannot make a comparison between rich, whether it's material.Materially.
虽然有的人很富足但是在神来看是贫穷的。
Although some people they might be very wealthy, but in the eyes of God they are very poor.
虽然士美拿教会在贫穷当中，神说你们是富足的。
So even though Smyrna Church was poor, but God considered them rich.
所以圣经里面提到有一个财主。
So in the Bible it mentions about a wealthy person.
他的财产很多。
He has much possessions.
因为他很聪明，有智慧。
He has wisdom and knowledge.
所以他很会计划来经营他的产业。
So he knows how to plan his own wealth.
所以他的财产很多仓库都容纳不下了。
He has so much wealth that he cannot store them in his house.
所以他就计划说我怎么样来增加来累积我的财富。
And so he plans how to increase his wealth.
所以一方面努力的生产。
So one way is try to increase.
得到了很多的收成。
So he take a lot of increase.
一方面他就把仓库拆掉，盖得更大的。
And then he tears down his old warehouse and makes even more bigger warehouse.
让他的财富累积得很多。
So that his wealth is filled.
然后他对自己这样说。
And then he says to himself,
我的灵魂啊，你可以安安逸逸的来享福吧。
Oh my soul, you are able to rest and enjoy.
因为你的财富太多了，你可以做好几年的花用。
Oh, you have so much possession you can use for a long time.
啊，在人来看啊，就是一个很聪明，而且很会经营计划的一个财主。
So to men, this might seem a very wise and a good plan.
啊，那神却说，无知的人啊。
And but God says, you foolish man.
今天晚上啊，神就把你的灵魂拿走了。
Your soul will be taken by God tonight.
啊，你那么多的财物啊，你要留给谁用？
And who are you going to leave all these possessions to?
啊，在人来看啊，是很聪明有智慧的。
And to man, this is something very wise and smart.
但是神说你是一个无知的人。
But God told him that you are a foolish man.
啊，因为他只是累积财富，以为说财富多了，他的生命就丰盛了。
And he gathers this possession, feeling that the more possession, the more blessed he is.
所以耶稣说，一个人啊的生命不再加到丰富。也就是说你的生命要丰盛啊，不是因为你的财产很多。
So the Lord Jesus once said that your life is not made up of your possessions.
虽然你有很多的财物，但是你在神的面前啊，如果不富足的话，也是一个贫穷人。
So even though you have much possessions, but if you're not rich before God, you're still poor.
所以到底一个人啊，怎么样才做富足？
And so exactly what can be considered a wealthy person?
啊，是不是有很多的财物就是一个富足人呢？
Is it that this person have to have much wealth?
啊，有一个总统啊，他因为后来贪污了，卸任以后就被抓去关起来。
And because there was this president who was very greedy, and after finding out, he was arrested.
啊，有一个朋友到监狱里面去探望他。
And one of his friends went to visit him in prison.
啊，送给他一本书。
And give him a book.
那个书的书名叫做《穷的只剩下钱》。
And it says that the poor person, Lord,with whatever possession he has remaining.
虽然有钱啊，但是很穷。
But even though he has money, he's still poor.
啊，因为啊，家庭没有了。
He has no family.
啊，因为他被关在监狱啊，等于没有家庭嘛。
And once he's imprisoned, he doesn't have a family.
啊，他的地位、他的身份都失掉了。
And his status and his fame is all lost.
啊，也失掉自由了。
And he has lost his freedom.
啊，虽然你以为说啊，他都可以得到很多钱啊。但现在最后通通没有掉了。
And originally he thought that being greedy he can gain much, but he has lost everything.
所以在人来看，好像你可以得到很多的财富啊，但是啊，失掉了一切。
So in the eyes of men, it seems that you gather much, but in reality you lost everything.
你就是得到了财富，有什么用呢？一切都失掉了。
If you lost everything, what use if you gain everything else?
所以一个人的富足啊，不是因为你得到了财富。
So a person's wealth is not determined by how much possession you gain.
我们看到这个圣经里面谈到所罗门做王的时代。
And we in the Bible it mentions about the times when Solomon was king.
他地位、身份、学问、享受啊，样样都有。
And whether his status, education, or his wealth, every one he had.
他的聪明智慧是胜过当代人啊一切的智慧。
And his knowledge and wisdom at that time was surpasses any people.
啊，他在圣经里面写了还好几本书啊。
And in the Bible, he written few books.
说他天文地理啦、军事政治样样精通。
Whether it's philosophy, anything, any subject he written about.
他可以谈论那个植物啊，从墙边的牛膝草到那个很高大的香柏木，都能够讲出一篇道理来。
And he could make the most extravagant sermon out of the most simplest thing.
啊，他的智慧啊太丰富了，所以很多人啊仰慕他啊，专程来听他的智慧话。
And so everyone envied of his wisdom and came to him to listen to his wisdom.
他的财物很多。
And he had much possessions.
因为他的国度很强盛啊。
Because his kingdom was very strong.
所以很多人啊都带了礼物啊，金银财宝来贡献给他。
So many people brought gold, silver, and other gifts to visit him.
他每年得到的金子啊，就好几万呢。
And so the gold that he received are millions in a year.
So 666 talents.
And there's probably 600 or 60 million talents of.
他说当时啊，他很多的用品啊，都是金做的。
And many of his vessels is made of gold.
他因为财富很多啊。
Because he has much possession.
他说那个银主说啊，好像地上的石头啊，不值钱。
And the silver is on the road, it's worth nothing.
但是我们看到说啊，这个所罗门那么富足啊。
Even though Solomon is so wealthy,
他对人生的一个结论是什么样呢？
But what was his conclusion of a part of life?
他说啊，虚空的虚空，虚空的虚空，一切都是虚空，都是捕风。
He says, "Vanities of vanities, everything is vanity."
所以他写传道书啊，这个就是他的开头。
So his topic being in Ecclesiastes,
也就是他的结论啊。
And it's also the conclusion.
说你在日光之下一直劳碌啊，一直累积啊，最后什么都空空的。
And you toil and labor under the sun, but in the end, everything is vanity.
虽然看起来好像得到很多啊， 那人如果没有神的话，什么都没有意义啊。
And it appears like he gained much, but if the person doesn't gain God, everything is useless.
那我们看到那个 保罗啊，而且反面的。
But on the other, Paul is the opposite.
他本来是一个年轻的，非常有才干的人。
And originally he's a very talented young man.
他说啊，比同辈的人都有长进。
And he's more advanced than his own age. And he's more famous.
啊，但是他后来啊，信耶稣以后。
But after he believed the Lord Jesus.
他把那个财富、身份、地位都舍弃掉。
And then he gave up all his status, fame, and wealth.
后来当传道者啊，常常被人家逼迫啊，受患难，还下监鞭打。
And so after being a pastor, he was always imprisoned and persecuted.
他为着生活啊，自己还要去支帐篷。
And in order to sustain his own life, he had to make tents.
啊，一方面做工，一方面传道理。
And one way he preached and one he worked.
那时候有的信徒啊，就拿一些东西去帮助他。
And so some members took some things to help him.
但是他说啊，其实啊，我没有什么缺乏。
But he says that actually I lack nothing.
你看我好像一无所有，其实样样都有。
It might appear that I have nothing, but yet I have
everything. 你看我好像很贫穷，却带给很多人富足。
Yet I am poor, I am able to make many wealthy.
他说：“其实啊，我很满足啊，
Actually, I'm very content.
因为我可以处丰富，可以处卑贱。And
I'm able to be content in all situations.
啊，随时随在啊，我都得了秘诀。And
in all things, I find the secret to be content.
所以他说啊，一个人啊，什么样最富足呢？
So how can a person be wealthy?
你能够敬畏神啊，你对你的生活环境能够有满足。”
And you fear God, and you're able to be content with your life.
啊，那你就是最富足的人呐。
And then you are the most blessed person.
那所以虽然他好像物质上很缺乏，但是他说我很满足，我样样都有啊。
Even though he is lacking materially, but yet he says I have everything.
那所以这样是最富足的人呐。
And these are the most wealthy person.
所以圣经里面讲到说，一个家庭哦，能够得到幸福。
And in the Bible says, in order for a family to be blessed,
不是因为财富很多,
it is not because of the abundance of possessions,
而是这个家庭里面有神的恩典，有神的爱。
It is because God's love and grace is in this family.
全家人敬爱神，全家人能够用爱心相对待。
And the whole family loves the Lord and treat one another with love.
说出蔬菜啊，彼此相爱。
And it is better to eat vegetable and love.
胜过吃肥牛，彼此相恨。
Than to eat fat and cow and to hate.
你一个家庭里面天天吃的都是山珍海味。
And if you eat three delicate meals every day.
但是每一个人计较这个计较那个啊，整个家庭啊没有温暖。
But if everyone quarrels, then there's no warmth.
你财富再多有什么意思呢？
And no matter how much wealth, there's no use.
虽然是一个普通的家庭啊，生活总是过得去。
Even though it's a simple family, you can able to live life.
但是全家人啊，非常的有爱心啊，互相的看顾啊，这个家庭啊，其乐融融。
But the whole family has love, able to take care of one another and grow.
所以真的啊。 说生命不再加到丰富。
So really, life is not about the possessions.
有一个人啊，来请主耶稣说：“你帮我们兄弟分财产。”
And there's one person asked the Lord Jesus, "Please help our siblings to split the inheritance."
耶稣说啊，没有人叫我做官来替你们分财产。
And Jesus said, "No one made me a judge to split possessions."
因为主耶稣啊，不愿意啊，帮他们处理这个家务事了。
Because Jesus is no longer willing to take care of these family matters for them.
但是主耶稣只是跟他们讲一句话，
But Jesus,
讲一句话。
Jesus only told them this one thing.
说你们要免去一切的贪心呐、啊。
And to escape from all greediness.
那兄弟之间呢、啊，就财务多一点少一点，有什么关系呢
？And so it doesn't really matter if your siblings have a little more than you.
啊，为什么为着一点财务啊，就在那边斤斤计较啊，甚至啊，失掉了那个兄弟的感情呢
？And why do you quarrel among this little inheritance, but yet destroy your relationship?
啊，为着财务啊，这个失掉了这个。骨肉之情 这有什么意思呢
？And because of possessions, you lost your family relationship.
哈，我曾经啊看过一个例子。
And once I have seen an example.
有一个爸爸，他留了一些财物给他儿女。
And the father left some inheritance for the children.
这个爸爸离世了以后啊，还在那个殡仪馆办丧礼。
And so when the father passed away, it was in the memorial place.
虽然兄弟啊，已经在那个外面了，在那边吵了，为着财产分不平啊，在那边吵。
And so right outside this memorial, the siblings still were quarreling over the possessions.
我们觉得说啊，这没有什么意思呢。
And we realized this is not good.
所以不是因为财富多啊，你就能够幸福，而是要有真正的爱。
So it is not because possessions you will be blessed, but it is because of true love.
那虽然这个士美拿教会啊，他们是在贫穷患难当中啊。
Although this church Smyrna is within persecution,
但是他们能够坚守信仰。
But they're able to preserve their faith.
能够在那个逼迫当中啊，道理锁住。
And to keep the word under persecution.
主耶稣说啊，他们是富足的。
And the Lord Jesus says they are blessed.
这是我们在追求的那个线上的富足。
And this is the spiritual blessing that we pursue after.
因为我们人生啊都是短暂的。
Because our lives are very short.
不管你贫穷或者富足啊，这个好像花草都会过去。
Whether you're wealthy or poor, just like a grass, it will wither away.
要紧的，我们在神的国里面呢、啊，我们将来、啊、能不能进去，在那享受神是给我们的丰富
？But more importantly, are we able to enter into heavenly kingdom and enjoy its blessings?
像那个拉撒路啊，虽然在地面上很贫穷
，So Lazarus, even though he was poor in his flesh.
还要靠着财主桌上掉下来的零碎啊来充饥。
And he is only able to eat the crumbs that fall from the wealthy man's table.
但是很短暂的人生结束了，他却能够在亚伯拉罕的怀抱里面享受安息。
But after his short life, after he passed away, he was able to enjoy in the bosom of Abraham.
所以大卫王说啊，一般人就是啊累积财富啊，然后把这个财富给儿孙啊，他就感到满足了。
And so David once said that most people, they gather possessions and give this to their children and they'll be satisfied.
他说啊，我不是在乎这个地位财富。
And I do not pay attention to this status or land.
我最大的盼望是将来醒过来的时候啊，能够面对面见神。
But what I consider important is if I wake up, can I see God?
能够在神的国里面呢、啊，那我就心满意足了。
And I'll be very content if I'm in the kingdom of God.
这是我们所追求的。
And this is what we pursue after.
这里讲到有一些称为犹太人。
And so here it says some of those are Jews.
这就是、啊、对那个士美拿教会、啊、给他们一些逼迫啊，加患难在他们身上的人。
And these are the people who add persecution and trouble to the Smyrna church.
说他们虽然自称为犹太人，其实不是真的犹太人。
And they call themselves Jews, but indeed they're not.
虽然神的救恩要给犹太人。
So although the salvation is given to the Jews.
但是他们拒绝了把主耶稣钉在十字架上。
Because they rejected and crucified Jesus on the cross.
所以 肉身上的犹太人啊，不是真的犹太人。
And so those who are in the flesh, Jews are not the true Jews.
啊，主耶稣说啊，他们是撒旦一伙的人。
But actually, they are a house of Satan.
我们看约翰福音第八章。
And let's turn to John chapter 8.
约翰福音第八章。
John chapter 8.
四十二节。
Verse 42.
八章四十二节。
Chapter 8, verse 42.
耶稣说啊，倘若神是你们的父母，你们就必爱我，因为我本是出于神，也是从神而来，并不是由着自己来，乃是他差我来。十三节。
43.
你们为什么不明白我的话？无非是因为你们不能够听我的道。十四节。
Verse 44.
你们是出于你们的父亲魔鬼，你们父的私欲。你们偏要行，他从起初是杀人不守真理的，因为他心里没有真理。他说话是说谎话是出于自己，因为他本来是说谎的，也是说谎之人的父亲。四十五节。
Verse 45.
我将真理告诉你们，你们就因此不信我吗？好，主耶稣。跟那个犹太人啊讲道理，叫他们说你们要相信我，相信我所传的道。
And so Jesus preached to the Jews that believe in me because what I preach is the truth.
啊，但是这些犹太人啊，他们不接受啊。
But these Jews they did not believe, accept.
啊，所以主耶稣说，你们如果是出于神的，你们就会听我的道，因为我是从神那里来的。
And Jesus said that if you are of God, you will listen to me because I come from God.
啊，这些人啊，不只是不领受主的道啊，还逼迫他要把他杀掉。
Not only do these Jews did not believe what Jesus said, but they want to kill him.
说主耶稣说啊，他们是属于撒旦魔鬼的，因为他们里面没有真理。
So Jesus said that they are of the devil because they have no truth.
啊，所以肉体上的犹太人不是真犹太人。
So whatever is on the flesh, a Jew, not the true Jew.
肉体上的割礼不是真割礼。
And the physical circumcision is not the true circumcision.
所以相信主啊，接受主耶稣的宝血救赎的啊，归入耶稣基督里面的人啊，才是真的以色列人。
And only those who trust in the Lord are the true Israelite.
啊，用心灵啊来敬拜神的啊，才是真的受割礼的。
And only those who worship God in the heart and is the true Israelite.
啊，所以这些人呐、啊，虽然他们自称为犹太人呐、啊，但是在神来看呐、啊，他们不是犹太人，他们是属于撒旦一伙的人。
And so these self-proclaimed Jews are not truly the Jews, but yet they are the ones who persecute.
所以我们今天呐、啊，虽然很多人在拜神
，So although we have many people worshiping God，
但是谁才是真正啊属神的百姓啊？神会给他一个印记。
And so, who are the ones who truly worship God will make a seal on him.
我们在真教会里面，我们领受神的灵啊，就神给你证明你就是神的儿女。
And so, in the true church, there is a grant a seal of the Holy Spirit, and you are God's children.
啊，我们既然是神的儿女啊，我们就不要做一个挂名的基督徒。
And since we are the children of God, then we should not just hang the Christian on our head.
所以约翰说啊，在主是真的，所以你们既然是主的儿女，你们也要是真的。
And so John says that whatever is true, then if you are in the Lord, you are the true children.
我们今天在拜神啊，我们要做一个真的信徒，而不是做一个挂名的信徒。
And so when we worship God today, we have to be the true worshippers.
啊，虽然真信徒啊，有时候会被排斥、受逼迫、患难，但是我们要像士美拿教会守住到底，到底。
And the true believers might be persecuted sometimes, but we should preserve to the end, just like Smyrna.
主耶稣对他们讲说啊，你们将要受逼迫啊，十天。
And so Jesus says to Smyrna church that you're going to be persecuted for 10 days.
啊。为了要守住道理啊，啊就要忍受患难。
And so, in order to keep the word, you have to suffer persecution.
啊，这个十天呢、啊，就是一个时期，一段时间呐、啊。
And so, this 10 days is a period of time.
所以有时候、啊、逼迫患难是有的，但是有一个时间性。
And so sometimes persecution exists, but it's only limited to a certain time.
在患难当中啊，我们就要忍受到底。
And so in persecution, we have to persevere to the end.
说你能够自属忠心啊，就能够得到生命的冠冕。
And if you're able to overcome, then you gain the crown of life.
以前在这个竞技场上啊，在奥林匹克那个运动会的时候啊，以前是给他们戴一个那个荆棘做的帽，冠冕。
And so in the Olympics,
不是荆棘，就是那桂花了，桂花做的一个冠冕。
So during the Olympic competition, they will give the athlete a crown as yeah.
是得到那个冠冕啊，是相当荣耀的。
And the crown's made of flower, and it is very glorious.
像那个帝王啊，他们用那个金银啊，很贵重的金石啊，做一个很漂亮的帽子啊。戴在他们的头上。
And so the kings of nations will make a very beautiful crown to wear on the head.
我们有一次到英国去参观呢。
And one time we went to England to visit.
在那个伦敦塔里面呢，有每一个皇帝啊，每一个国王，英国国王啊，他的历史事迹、他的权杖、他的王冠啊，都摆在那里。
And so in the London Eye, there are so many displays of previous kings and all they have done.
当然，那个王冠呐、权杖都留下来，但是人都不在了。
And also their crown was also remained, but the person no longer exists.
所以保罗说啊，一般世人呐、他们所追求的就是这种会朽坏的冠冕呢。
And so Paul mentions that most people they pursue after these crowns that will wither.
但是我们所追求的是那个不朽坏的冠冕。
But what we pursue after is the imperishable crown.
一般在追求这个冠冕呢、他们都有一个规则了。
And so there's always some rules in order to attain these things.
所以我们在奔跑啊，也是要有定向的。
And so when you race, there are some goal you have to reach.
所以我们在斗拳啊，也不是在打空气的。
And so when we battle, we are not fighting against the air.
我们有个人生的目标啊，就是向着将来啊，要从主耶稣那里领受生命的冠冕来努力。
And our life goal is that one day we can attain the crown of life.
所以要忘记背后啊，努力向前。
And we must forget the past and pursue forward.
所以不是我们已经哇得到了，我已经很好了。
And it is not that we have yet attained it.
还是向着前面的标杆直跑。
But yet we run towards the goal.
一直到了将来，在主的面前，主耶稣说：“你是忠心良善的好仆人。”
Until the day you are before Jesus, and Jesus says you are a good and faithful servant.
你可以进来享受那个从创世以来啊所要给你的福分为止。
Enter and enjoy the blessing that was started from the creation.
所以我们要努力到底啊，自属忠心啊，我们就能够得到那个生命的冠冕了。
And we work hard to pursue ahead and to gain that crown of life.
他说得胜的人呢、他就不会再受第二次死的害。
And those who overcome will not be suffer the second death.
第一次的死啊，就是。亚当夏娃吃了善恶果。
And the first death is when Adam and Eve ate the knowledge of good and evil.
因为神说啊，你吃了那个善恶果的，善恶果就会死。
And God says once you eat it, you'll surely die.
结果他们吃了以后，他们的生命啊，就跟神这个永恒的生命隔绝了。
And once they ate it, there was this eternal divide.
虽然活到了八九百岁啊，最后还是死掉了。
Although they lived to be about 800 to 900 years,
所以灵魂死掉，最后肉体还是死掉。
And but their flesh still died. Their
这是第一次的死。
And this is the first death.
所以圣经里面说，按着定命，人人都有一死。
And in the Bible says, according to God, there's everyone must suffer death.
死后还有审判。
And after death, there's judgment.
审判当中啊，不能够得救的人啊，就要丢到烈火、硫磺的火湖里面，
and,
永远受刑罚。
And during the judgment, if you are not able to pass, you'll be thrown into the eternal hell to be burnt.
所以那个叫做第二次的死。
And that is the second death.
所以你不能得救啊，在硫磺火里面啊。永永远远呐、受刑罚。
And in hell, in the fire, if you cannot be saved, then you'll be punished eternally.
但是如果我们得胜了。
But if we are able to overcome,
我们在神的生命册上有名字，
and we have our names in the book of life,
我们就能够就不要再受第二次死的害。
And then we no longer have to suffer the second death.
因为我们已经得到了永恒的生命。
Because we have gained the eternal life.
所以我们就能够在神的国里面呢，享受幸福，享受荣耀，享受福气。
And then we're able to enjoy the grace, blessing, and the glory in God's kingdom.
那个才是我们人生最重要的目标。
And that is our major pursuit in this life.
所以今生苦乐都是暂时的。
And so all temporary suffering is only temporary.
好像以色列人他们过红海以后，
after the Israelites crossed the Red Sea,
连续三天走路都没有水。
And walking 3 days continuously, there was without water.
后来来到一个地方虽然有水但是那个水苦得不能喝。
And even though they came to a place, the water is flowing, but it was so bitter they cannot drink.
所以他们把它叫做马拉，马拉就是苦的意思。
And that's why they call it Mara, because Mara means bitter.
他们就向摩西埋怨说：“你把我们带到这里，我们没有水喝了。”
And they complained to Moses, "Why do you bring us here? We cannot drink."
摩西就祷告神。
And then Moses prayed to God.
神说你把一棵树砍下来丢到水里面去。
And cut this tree and throw it into the water.
那个水就变甜了，他们就可以喝了。
And the water became sweet that they can drink.
然后摩西又带他们另外继续前走。
And then Moses continued led them forward.
来到第二站就是以琳。
And the second stop was Elim.
虽然在那个旷野当中这个以琳因为有水泉，十二股的水泉。
And so, even though it's within the wilderness, but this Elim place had a
spring of water.
And it has 70 palm trees.
以色列人有水喝有那个甘霖甘泉可以喝，而且有树可以遮荫。
And so the Israelites had springs of water to drink and shades to cover them.
所以他们就感到很喜乐。
And then they felt very happy.
但是虽然这个马拉苦水但是这个会过去的。
And although this bitter water from Meribah, it will pass away.
以琳虽然很好但是你不能够一直住在那里。
And even though Elim is very good, but you cannot continue to live there.
因为他们的目的地是要到迦南地。
Because their purpose is to go to the land of Canaan.
所以一站一站走走了40站才到迦南地。
And so after 40 stops, they finally reach Canaan.
所以我们人生也是这样。
And our life is just like this.
有时候虽然好像遇到那个马拉的苦水。
And even though sometimes we face the bitter water of Mara.
但是毕竟那马拉一站这个会过去的。
But this stop in Mara will pass away.
虽然以琳很好但是你不能够永远住在那里。
And although Elim is very good, but you cannot live there forever.
还是要继续往前行到过约旦河进到迦南地。
And have to continue forward to go to the land of Canaan.
所以人生的苦乐都是暂时的。
And so man's suffering is only temporary.
最后的目标就是天国永生的福气。
And the last point is to gain the eternal blessing of heaven.
所以我们要说道到底才能够得到生命的冠冕。
And only can we preserve the word to the end, can we gain the crown of life.
我们继续来看这个第三个教会叫做别加盟。
And let's see the continued third church, or Church of Pergama.
我们看启示录二章十二节。
Revelations chapter 2 verse 12.
启示录二章的十二节。
Revelations chapter 2 verse 12。
你要写信给别加盟教会的使者说那个有两刃利剑的说十三节。
Verse 13。
我知道你的居所，就是有撒旦座位之次当我忠心的见证人安提帕在你中间撒旦所住的地方被杀的时候。你还坚守我的名，没有拒绝我的道。这个别加盟是当时亚细亚的首府。
And so Pergamon was the capital city of Asia.
所以它是一个相当重要的都市
And so it is in an important position.
建在这个比较高山的地方。
And it was established on the high plains.
但是这个别加摩啊，也是当时他们拜偶像的中心。
But also, Pergamos was a place they worship Satan.
他们有那个全国性的那个拜偶像啊，就是拜宙斯啦，拜雅典娜啦。
And so they worshipped all kinds of gods and beasts.
啊，还有掌管生意的神呐、啊，还有一些地方上的神。
And gods of places, and also gods who of wealth.
啊，另外他们也为那个罗马皇帝盖庙，让人去拜。
And they also built buildings for Romans, so people can go worship.
啊，当时能够盖那个罗马皇帝的庙啊，就是一种权力上的象征啊，比如说这个地方啊。是一个比较知名的地方，而且那个地方官啊比较有权势。
And so at that time, any place needed to have permission or to authority to build buildings for Roman government.
所以那个总督啊，就好像省长一样啊，他就很有权柄。那、啊、你不拜的话，那、啊、就可以把你杀掉的。
And so the governor had great authority. If you do not worship, they can order you to be killed.
我们从历史上知道啊，罗马帝国时代啊，基督徒被杀害的相当多。
And from the history of Rome, we can see that the Christians were many of them were killed.
那、啊、这里讲到说这个别加摩啊，它是一个有撒旦座位的地方啊。
And so here we can see that Pergamos is a place where Satan lives.
啊，所以是崇拜各种偶像假神啊，以及拜罗马皇帝的一个。重要的基地啊、
and it is an important place for them where many idols, many gods dwelt.、
啊、所以在这样的环境之下，你要守住道理啊，维持纯正的信仰就很艰难了、哦。
So under this kind of situation, it is very difficult to preserve your faith.
因为在信仰上不自由。
Because there is no freedom in your faith.、
啊、常常会受迫害。
And you will often be persecuted.、
啊、这里讲到有一个忠心的见证人叫做。安提帕
and so there is this a witness called Antipas.
啊，他曾经被杀害啊。
And he was put to death.
那、啊、当然，在圣经里面呢、啊，没有讲到这个安提帕啊这个工人的背景，在其他的地方没有。
So in other places in the Bible, there is no background or history of this Antipas.、
啊、不过从一些历史资料里面呢、啊，知道说、啊、安提帕是这个。亚细亚当中啊，第一个殉道的工人。
And so, under in the historical recordings, Antipas was the first preacher in this area.
啊，当时的罗马皇帝叫做窦敏先呐、啊。
And so, at that time, the emperor was called Thomas.
啊，对基督徒啊，很多的迫害。
And he was suffered great persecution under him.
所以我们说那个使徒约翰啊，他也是被放逐到一个荒岛。
And so John was put into an island、
啊这个、
because of him.
安提帕是在亚细亚当中、啊、第一个殉道的。
And so Antipas was the first one to proclaim the message in that area.、
啊、一些资料里面讲到说、啊、那个皇帝、哦、下令、啊啊、用一个锅子、啊、把它放在里面，把它绑着放在锅子里面。
And so some recording says that he was ordered bound and thrown into a boiling
pot. 慢慢的用火把它烤啊，他就这样来离世的。
And then he will be boiled with fire to death.、
啊、当然，那个初期教会的一些历史啊，啊都有很多的。书籍啊，啊，那个是可以做参考哦，因为没有记在这圣经里面。
And so there are some books that we can use as a reference about early church history.
啊，虽然这个逼迫啊很严重啊，啊，但是当时的信徒说啊，他们坚守主的名，没有拒绝主的道。
So even though the persecution was very severe, but yet they did not reject God.
在那个大逼迫当中啊，他们同样的勇敢传道理，不怕逼迫。
And under that great persecution, they were not afraid to proclaim the message.
啊，这个是这个别加摩教会的情形啊。
And this is the situation of Pergamo Church.
啊，跟那个士美拿教会受的逼迫啊，有点类似。
And it is very similar to the persecution that Smyrna faced.
那么这个圣经里面讲到说啊。我们为着所道理受逼迫啊，这是有福气的。
And so in the Bible says, blessed are those who suffer persecution for my name's sake.
主耶稣在开始传道理的时候就讲到八样的福气。
And when Jesus preached, he made the Beatitudes.
他这个第八点呢，就是说为义受逼迫的人是有福的。
And is the eighth one is that blessed are those who suffer for righteousness'
sake. 因为天国是他们的。
Because the heavenly kingdom is theirs.
啊，所以主耶稣说，你们好像那个羊啊，在那个狼群当中。
And Jesus said that you are like sheep among wolves.
啊，因为狼就是一直要把羊啊，把它吃掉一样。
And the wolf want you to eat the sheep.
啊，我们在这个世界上也是一样。
And in this world is the same.
啊，因为信仰都不一样，啊，国度不一样，啊，所以就会常常受到逼迫。
And because of different beliefs, you will often face persecution.
啊，所以基督徒要有一种啊认识啊。为着要守住道理，我们要忍受患难，忍受逼迫。
And so, as Christians, we need to understand that in order to be a Christian, we are going to receive persecution.
当然，我们知道说这个逼迫啊，都是从撒旦魔鬼来的。
And we know that this persecution is from Satan.
他有时候用一些啊假的宗教或者是一些政治的势力啊。想要把教会消灭掉。
And sometimes, either using politics or false religions, trying to bring down their beliefs.
所以历史上啊，这个都是一直反复出现的。
And so this is repeated throughout history.
所以在启示录的第六章啊，有谈到几个印。
And so in Revelation chapter 6, it talks about several seals.
这个印开了以后啊，就是按照他所预言的东西啊，就会一直的实现在地面上。
And once the seals are open, there's many prophecies that's going to be fulfilled.
啊，这个第五个印啊，一开始说祭坛下有一些灵魂啊，在那里呼叫。
And so the fifth seal talks about their spirits under the altar, and they'll cry out aloud.
说神啊，你不为我们伸冤啊，要到什么时候呢？
And say, God, when are you going to do revenge for us? When?
啊、神就把白衣饰给他们
，and then God gave them the white garment、
啊。然后对他们说：“你们再休息一段时间
，and told them rest for a period of time、
啊。”要有一些、啊、跟你们一同做仆人的会被杀
，and those who are your co-workers will be killed、
啊。满足了一个数目
，and until a number is reached、
啊。到那个时候啊。啊、神就为你们伸冤。
And then at that number, God will revenge for you.
啊，这个义呢的意思就是说啊，为着所道理，有些人会受逼迫。
And the seal means that those people are suffering persecution.
啊，会被杀害，伤掉生命。
And they will be killed and lose their life.
啊，说这个有一个数目啊，到那个数目满足啊。
And until that number is reached.
啊，这个告诉我们，这个逼迫啊是会有的。
And this tells us that there will be persecution.
所以彼得说啊，如果有那个火炼的试验临到你们，你们不要感到很稀奇。
And Paul says that do not be afraid when you are thrown into fire.
啊，这是必然会经历到的。
And this is what you must face.
我们看马太福音第十章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 10.
马太福音第十章。
Matthew chapter 10.
二十八节。
Verse 28.
十章二十八节
，Chapter 10, verse 28。
那个杀身体呀、啊，不能杀灵魂的，不要怕他们。我有能够把身体和灵魂都灭在地狱里的，正要怕他。二十九节
，verse 29。
两个麻雀不是卖一分钱吗？若是你们的父不许，一个也不能够掉在地上。三十节
，30。
就是你们的头发也都被数过，三十一节
，verse 31。
所以不要惧怕，你们比许多麻雀啊还贵重。这里讲到说啊，这个杀身体不会杀灵魂的，就是讲逼迫了。
And so here it talks about those who kill the body and not the soul. This is persecution.
因为魔鬼啊，阻挡圣功啊，破坏基督徒的方法啊，就是让你受患难，让你受到很多的苦难。
And so Satan uses methods to try to scare you and to give you persecution.
啊，最后的一个方式啊，就是把我们的肉体杀掉。
And the last method is to kill your body.
啊，假如我们呢、啊、有那个不怕死的决心呢、啊，我们就能够得胜了。
And if we have that heart not to fear, then we are able to overcome.
因为这个杀害我们的身体啊，它没有办法杀害我们灵魂的。
And because what is able to kill our flesh cannot kill our soul.
所以保罗说啊，虽然我被杀害了，但是我能够 与主永远同住，那宛若是好的无比的。
And that's why Paul says, even though I die, but if I can be with God, that's even better.
所以要到耶路撒冷之前。
And so before going to Jerusalem.
啊，有人讲预言说，你去了以后，你会被捆绑。
And some people said, before you go, you'll be bounded.
很多人一直哭啊，保罗啊，你不要去了。
And so many people cry, they say, Paul, do not go.
保罗说啊，你们做为什么这样，让我心都快碎掉了。
And says, do not do this because I'm very sorrowful.
啊，为着要完成主耶稣托付给我的使命。
In order for me to accomplish the mission that Christ had given me.
不只是受捆绑，就是伤掉生命啊，我都愿意啊。
But not only bounded, but to lose my life, I'll be willing.
啊，主要完成主耶稣给我的使命。
As long as I'm able to accomplish God's mission.
啊、所以一个人、啊、如果不怕死、啊、你在信仰上你就得胜了。
So if a person is not afraid to die, then in faith they have overcome.
我们看启示录十二章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 12.
十一节。
Verse 11.
启示录十二章十一节。
Revelation chapter 12, verse 11.
说弟兄胜过他，是因为羔羊的血，按自己所见证的道。他们虽至于死，也不爱惜生命。这里讲到说魔鬼啊，直到最后时间不多了。
And so Satan knows that in the end his time is very short.
所以他就利用最大的力量啊，要跟神的教会、跟圣徒来征战。
So using his greatest strength, he will battle with the saints and God.
啊，所以他要围攻啊，圣徒的营啊，蒙爱的城。
And so he will destroy the city that the believers love.
就是要逼迫啊神的教会的意思。
And that means that to persecute the church of God.
但是说最后啊，这个教会这个信徒能够得胜啊，靠着三样的东西。
But in the end, for the church to overcome, it depends on three things.
第一个就是耶稣基督的宝血。
And the first thing is the blood of the Lamb.
因为我们已经靠着主的宝血洁净了，圣洁完全了。
And because of the blood of Lord Jesus, we have been cleansed.
啊，所以我们不怕死。
So we are not afraid of death.
再来就是我们所见证的道所住了。
And it is the word of testimony that we have kept.
啊，就是死啊，我们也不惧怕。
So even if we die, we're not afraid.
啊，如果你能够具备这三个，我们就能够得胜撒旦了。
And if we are able to keep these three, then we overcome Satan.
啊，所以。虽然像这个士美拿、别加摩啊，会遇到逼迫，但是我们靠主能够得胜。
So even though Pergamon and Smyrna will face persecution, but if we're able to rely on God,
他说得胜的就把那个隐藏的玛拿给你。
And then the hidden manna will be given to you.
我们知道说啊，玛拿就以色列人在旷野四十年的食物啊。
And it is the food for the Israelites 40 years in the wilderness.
然后来说要把它装在一个罐子里面，放在耶柜里面做纪念。
And then it is kept in a jar to put into the testimony.
啊，这个隐藏的玛拿就是奥秘的神的道理。
So the hidden manna is the mystery of God.
那就是我们生命啊的粮食啊。
And it is the food for our life.
啊，因为这个道理啊，如果没有神启示，你是看不懂的。
And so without the revelation, you will not understand.
所以我们得胜了以后，神会把那个隐藏的manna属灵的奥秘啊，来启示给我们，让我们明白。
And so when we overcome, it will be revealed to us.
啊、所以要给你一个白石啊，啊上面有刻着神的名。
And so we're giving you a white stone with God's your name on it.
啊，因为这个白石啊，就是主咒我们每一个人。
And that stone represents each one of us.
都能够成为一个圣洁、荣耀、尊贵的一个宝石。
And it is some holy and very glorious stone.
啊，能够啊，成为建造这个圣殿的啊。宝石一样
，and it is the stone that is able to build up the holy
temple. 所以圣殿里面说啊，我们都建造圣殿的活石头。
And so in the holy temple is built with living stones.
啊，很重要的这个材料。
And it is an important material.
好像那个启示录二十一章里面说、啊，这个天上的圣城从天，这个圣城新耶路撒冷从天上降下来。
And just in Revelation chapter 21, the holy city will descend from heaven.
所以它的根基啦、啊，它的。啊、材料全部用那个 珍珠宝石啊，把它建造起来。
And all the foundation and the walls of this city will be built with precious stones.
啊，因为非常的荣耀啊，所以不要用太阳光啊来照耀。
And so because it is so bright, it does not need sun to shine.
啊，神的光啊，就充满这个圣城里面了、啊。啊，这个圣城就充满着荣耀。
And God's light and glory be filled with His city.
啊，这个宝石就是主的我们信徒。
And this precious stone represents each believer.
啊，因为我们灵修完全呢。啊、道理所住啦、啊、就是、啊、成为一位非常尊贵荣耀的宝石。
And once we have kept the faith and kept the word, then we'll be precious like stones.
能够发出、啊、这个生命的光辉啊。
And then we'll be shine the light of this precious stone.
还有神的光啊，在照耀我们呢、啊，能够发出那个光辉来。
And God's light will shine on us, then we'll be able to manifest this light.
啊，到了那个时候啊，整个教会啊就充满着荣耀。
And until that time, all the church is filled with God's glory.
一起默祷。
Let's pray in silence.